I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli army officials said Sunday they are continuing what they are calling a limited military engagement into the southern city of Rafah. But as Israel pushes deeper into Rafah, Hamas fighters are regrouping elsewhere in an ungoverned Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli military footage showed Israeli soldiers shooting in northern Gaza as it also moved deeper into the southern town of Rafah. Israel continues to push into the town despite objections from the U.S. and the rest of the international community. 300,000 people have fled Rafah on evacuation orders from Israel. The UN humanitarian chief Volker Turk said,
"So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza."
The latest move has also prompted Egypt to announce it would be joining South Africa at a UN top court to allege Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. While Israel rejects the claim, Egypt released a statement citing the worsening severity and scope of the Israeli attacks against Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated U.S. opposition to a major military assault on Rafah, telling the U.S. NBC News program Meet the Press Sunday that Israel is on a trajectory toward potentially inheriting an insurgency with many armed Hamas left without an exit from Gaza and a post-war governance plan. Blinken urged both sides in the conflict to continue pursuing a ceasefire agreement.
"It remains our view that the fastest way to get to a ceasefire, the fastest way to get hostages home, is through an agreement, and we're determined every single day to pursue that and to try to get it to happen."
Officials in Afghanistan said Sunday the death toll from Friday's flash floods in the northern Baghlan province has risen to more than 315, with more than 1,600 people injured. The refugee ministry announced the latest casualties through the social media. It said more